Ethnic Albanian rebels are occupying a village just 7 miles from Skopje, Macedonia's capital. They're threatening to attack if the government does not agree to a ceasefire. Government and rebel forces have been exchanging fire for the past 5 months. The ethnic Albanians say they're fighting for minority rights. They want Macedonia's government to amend the country's constitution. Foreign mediators also have tried to convince the government to consider changes. From Skopje, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
There was a poll taken recently here. More than 85% of the ethnic Macedonian population, who are of Slavic origin, oppose any change in their country's constitution. Emilia Simoska, an ethnic Macedonian, runs a research center on interethnic relations.
There is nothing in our constitution that prevents any citizen of this country to practice any of the rights that are guaranteed with the international conventions that we have signed. There is a total equality of all citizens.
In theory, Simoska is right. Macedonia's constitution, which was adopted after independence in 1991, protects universal civil and human rights. It also allows for bilingual education and establishes a strict separation between church and state. But the preamble to the constitution is problematic for ethnic Albanians. It calls Macedonia the national state of the Macedonian people, with full equality and permanent coexistence with Albanians, Turks, Vlachs, Romanis, and other minorities. About a third of this country's population is ethnic Albanian, but they account for only 10% of the civil service corps and have a disproportionately high unemployment rate. Most ethnic Albanians want the constitution to establish Macedonia as a binational state. And on the streets of Tetovo, the country's largest city with the majority ethnic Albanian population, Jalil Zeneli, a high school teacher, finds himself and his colleagues reluctant supporters of the militant insurgents who launched attacks against the government in February.
Albanians did not go to the mountains because they like war, but because it was imposed on them. They had no other way to find a solution to the discrimination.
Zeneli and his colleagues at a cafe in Tetovo say the armed insurgency was the only way to gain the attention of ethnic Macedonians. He says the constitutional question is the main generator of the crisis.
Over the past 10 years, the Albanian parties worked within the institutions of the state. They presented their aims, but their demands fell on deaf ears.
What's this all about? It's about territories. I think it's very obvious what it's all about. It's about territories.
Dr. Emilia Simoska of the Interethnic Research Center doesn't buy the constitution grievance. She says it's a ploy by some ethnic Albanians to create an autonomous zone in northern Macedonia.
Now you would find a shepherd on the top of a mountain telling you that the constitution has to be changed, and I can bet my life that he doesn't know what the word constitution means and that he cannot quote a single article from the constitution.
Simoska points out that ethnic Albanian voters boycotted a public referendum backing the current constitution in 1991. If they wanted to send a message, they should have done it at the ballot box, she says. But there are others within the ethnic Macedonian community who look at the matter practically. One is Branko Gerovski, editor-in-chief of the national daily Dnevnik.
We have to be realistic. We have problem and we have to solve it.
Gerovski has been the most vocal Macedonian critic of the country's constitution. And he's also paid a price for it. He's been branded a traitor. He's received death threats. But he's undeterred. He insists that changing the preamble to the constitution will guarantee the stability and territorial integrity of Macedonia.
There's a political pressure from the Albanian side. That is an obvious political fact. And we have to care and about this, and we have to deal with this.
International mediators like European Union envoy Javier Solana have been pressing this precise point. Ethnic Albanian grievances, he says, may not be legitimate in the eyes of the majority ethnic Macedonians, but they are a reality, and one of the few chances left to resolve the current crisis may lie in reforming the constitution. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.